the great and powerful Oz.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It's Friday, June 21st here in Northeast Texas. I'm Daniel Starks. We do have Alice Reese on the line. She's the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner. And like she does every Friday morning, she's here to give us a movie review here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
We've got three movies we're going to talk about today. One, I'm always particularly excited about at least one of the movies, and I'm really excited about one of these. We'll talk about it here in just a second. Let's start off with World War Z.
This is based on a novel that was written about 5 or 6 years ago and did quite well. It's written by Max Brooks, who is the son of Mel Brooks and Anne Bancroft, and really kind of a surprise hit. Taking on this subject that no one ever seems to get tired of, which is zombies. The book was written as sort of like a bunch of interviews with survivors of the zombie apocalypse or the attempted apocalypse. They changed this, and the movie has been worked on for quite a bit of time, changed a lot. It's turned into just basically an action thriller starring Brad Pitt, and he proves again that he's more than just a pretty face because he's quite convincing as Jerry Lane, a UN worker who has been in many crisis situations, and so he is sent off to try to find the origin of this pandemic, what caused this zombie outbreak. They don't know if it's a virus, whatever, and he leaves behind his wife and his three daughters in relative safety. No one's very safe, and he goes all over the world. He goes from the U.S. to North Korea to Israel and finally to England. And it's directed by Mark Forster, who did one of the James Bond movies and is, you know, has his credentials for this kind of a thriller. But I did think the action scenes really outdid everything else. The final act, which just seems so far-fetched as to how they got to this place, and it's an airplane crash, and, you know, you just have so many questions. But I understand that they did 7 extra weeks of filming and redid this as a very simple thing. It had been a bunch of big set piece with many explosions, and they changed that. But it's sort of a thinking person's action thriller, and I liked it, and it's fast-paced. I liked it until the end when I started thinking about, well, I mean, of course, the idea of zombies is kind of a question anyway. But the movie 48 Weeks Later is just really superior to this when you get to zombies.
Now, let me preface this by saying that this next movie is the one I am particularly excited about. I was a huge fan of Monsters, Inc. I think they did a great job with it. I'm just a Pixar and a Disney fan in the first place, and I know a lot of listeners probably are. So let's dive into this movie, Monsters University.
It's a welcome return. It's great to see Mike and Sully back. This is the voices of Billy Crystal and John Goodman, who had this original movie in 2001. And it usually, you don't wait that long. You've got a whole new generation who aren't familiar with them, but maybe they are through the videos, which I understand it's done quite well. They are... Mike is a everybody's favorite mini Cyclops. He's got one eye, and Sully is a humongous blue mass of fur. They go to college. This is a prequel. This is before the other movie. So this is the two going to college scare classes and trying to learn how to become great scarers. And, you know, it's got that whole cockamamie idea, but it... Really,
yeah.
It's the idea behind all of them that they have to change, scare the children, that makes the power happen, and it's power generating and whatever. It's a crazy idea, but it somehow works. Pixar can do anything. And, again, they're successful. They have a wonderful cast, a voice cast, including Helen Mirren as Dean Hardscrabble. She suspends Mike and Sully, and they are able to get back, they could get back into school if they can win the scare games. And this thing turns into kind of an animal house with, they get into this fraternity, the only one that will take them, it's called Uzma Kappa, and they compete with the big monsters on campus, the Aurora Omega Roar, and a bunch of others. And it's just outlandish and hilarious, and everybody's got lots of eyes and lots of heads, and it's just a scream. And what's wonderful about it is that they're so sweet-natured, and that there's kind of a tenderness to it, despite all the comedy. And it's also G-rated, which never happens anymore. Even the animated movies aren't G-rated, so that's a very nice.
Yeah, I was listening on it was All Things Considered about a week ago. They were talking about how movies nowadays just don't get the G rating because it gives the idea that it's like a baby movie, like a toddler type movie, and they don't want to give the G ratings anymore and things like that. I thought it was kind of interesting.
This isn't just for kids. They have all kinds of subtle things that you would have really enjoyed about college life. They get all that right. They just happen to be, you know, as I said, creatures with several heads. But
right.
Other than that, they're regular college students.
Well, we've got about a minute and a half left. Let's go ahead and talk real briefly about this next movie, The Bling Ring.
In 2009, there were a bunch of robberies in Hollywood, and they were all the people, Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton. Those people were constantly being ripped off. You'd think they'd have better security, but
right.
Anyway, it turned out to be a group of teenagers who broke into their homes and stole their clothing and their jewelry and wore them, went out to the clubs, that sometimes the very same clubs where these celebrities were. And Sofia Coppola, who's won an Oscar, she wrote and directed this fictionalized version of the story. And what's really, it's very fine, but who's the sensation in it is Emma Watson. Is
of course.
This drama queen, Nikki. And it's just very, very good. And fast-paced, great music soundtrack. Sofia, she's in her 40s now, but she remembers what it's like to be a teenager.
I don't know what it was, but I guess it was the last Harry Potter movie. Emma Watson has just taken off in popularity, especially with like the college age and the upper high school range and
yes,
things like that.
She was just in This Is the End also, so
right.
she's had a couple of good roles lately.
Alice, once again, three great movie reviews here on KETR for our listeners. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
See you then.
You can hear Alice Reese live every Friday morning at 7:20 during Morning Edition on 88.9 KETR FM, or you can hear her archived episodes right here on KETR.org.